11. The Design of Everyday Things. By Donald A. Norman. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Design of Everyday Things by Donald A. Norman is a book about the psychology and design of everyday objects, from door handles to computers. The author argues that good design should be intuitive and easy to use, while bad design can lead to frustration and confusion. He explains how designers can create products that are both aesthetically pleasing and functional. Norman begins by discussing the importance of understanding human behavior in order to create effective designs. He then goes on to explain how people interact with objects, including their expectations for how things should work. He also discusses the concept of affordances, the cues an object gives us about its purpose or function, and why they are important for creating successful designs. Next, Norman examines different types of errors made when using everyday objects such as doors or light switches. He explains why these mistakes occur and suggests ways in which designers can reduce them through better product design. Finally, he looks at some specific examples of good and bad design in detail, showing how small changes can make a big difference. Overall, The Design of Everyday Things provides an insightful look into the psychology behind product design and offers practical advice on creating user-friendly products that will stand out from the competition. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Designers should focus on the user experience. Designers should focus on creating products that are easy to use and understand, rather than focusing on aesthetics or technology. This will ensure that users have a positive experience with the product. Main idea number 2. Designers should consider the user's mental model. Designers should consider how users think about and interact with a product, and design the product to match the user's mental model. This will make the product easier to use and understand. Main idea number 3. Designers should consider the user's physical abilities. Designers should consider the physical abilities of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product is accessible to all users, regardless of their physical abilities. Main idea number 4. Designers should consider the user's environment. Designers should consider the environment in which the product will be used when designing it. This will ensure that the product is easy to use and understand in its intended environment. Main idea number 5. Designers should consider the user's goals. Designers should consider the user's goals when designing a product. This will ensure that the product meets the user's needs and helps them achieve their goals. Main idea number 6. Designers should consider the user's feedback. Designers should consider the feedback of users when designing a product. This will ensure that the product meets the user's needs and is easy to use and understand. Main idea number 7. Designers should consider the user's culture. Designers should consider the culture of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product is culturally appropriate and easy to use and understand. Main idea number 8. Designers should consider the user's emotions. Designers should consider the emotions of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product is emotionally engaging and easy to use and understand. Main idea number 9. Designers should consider the user's context. Designers should consider the context in which the product will be used when designing it. This will ensure that the product is easy to use and understand in its intended context. Main idea number 10. Designers should consider the user's preferences. Designers should consider the preferences of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product meets the user's needs and is easy to use and understand. Main idea number 11. Designers should consider the user's limitations. Designers should consider the limitations of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product is accessible to all users, regardless of their limitations. Main idea number 12. Designers should consider the user's feedback loop. Designers should consider the feedback loop of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product is easy to use and understand, and that users can provide feedback to the designer. Main idea number 13. Designers should consider the user's learning curve. Designers should consider the learning curve of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product is easy to learn and use, and that users can quickly become proficient with the product. Main idea number 14. Designers should consider the user's feedback mechanisms. Designers should consider the feedback mechanisms of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product is easy to use and understand, and that users can provide feedback to the designer. Main idea number 15. Designers should consider the user's expectations. Designers should consider the expectations of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product meets the user's needs and is easy to use and understand. Main idea number 16. Designers should consider the user's needs. Designers should consider the needs of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product meets the user's needs and is easy to use and understand. Main idea number 17. Designers should consider the user's feedback cycle. Designers should consider the feedback cycle of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product is easy to use and understand, and that users can provide feedback to the designer in a timely manner. Main idea number 18. Designers should consider the user's experience. Designers should consider the experience of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product is easy to use and understand, and that users have a positive experience with the product. Main idea number 19. Designers should consider the user's feedback process. Designers should consider the feedback process of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product is easy to use and understand, and that users can provide feedback to the designer in an efficient manner. Main idea number 20. Designers should consider the user's needs and wants. Designers should consider the needs and wants of the user when designing a product. This will ensure that the product meets the user's needs and wants, and is easy to use and understand. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Designers should focus on creating products that are easy to use and understand. This means taking into account the user's needs, preferences, and abilities when designing a product. Designers should strive to create an intuitive interface that is simple to navigate and understand. Additionally, designers should consider how users will interact with the product in order to ensure a positive experience. In addition to focusing on usability, designers must also pay attention to aesthetics. Aesthetics play an important role in making a product attractive and appealing for users. By incorporating elements such as color, texture, shape, size, etc., designers can make their products more visually appealing. Finally, designers must be aware of the latest technology available when designing products. Technology has advanced rapidly over recent years, and it is essential for designers to stay up to date with these advancements so they can incorporate them into their designs where appropriate. By focusing on usability, aesthetics, and technology when designing products or services, designers can ensure that users have a positive experience with their creations. Main idea number 2. Designers should consider the user's mental model when designing a product. This means understanding how users think about and interact with the product, and then designing it to match their expectations. By doing this, designers can create products that are easier for users to understand and use. For example, if a designer knows that most people expect an on-off switch to be located at the top of a device, they should design it accordingly. If they know that people tend to look for certain features in specific places on a website or app, they should make sure those features are easy to find in those locations. By taking into account the user's mental model when creating products, designers can ensure that their designs meet user needs and expectations. This will help create better experiences for users as well as increase customer satisfaction. Main idea number 3. Designers should consider the physical abilities of the user when designing a product. This means taking into account any disabilities or impairments that may affect how a person interacts with the product. For example, if a user has limited mobility in their hands, designers should ensure that buttons and other controls are easy to reach and operate. If someone is visually impaired, they should be able to access all features of the product without relying on sight alone. In addition to considering physical limitations, designers must also think about how users interact with products in different ways. For instance, some people may prefer using voice commands while others might find it easier to use tactile input devices such as keyboards or touchscreens. Designers need to take these preferences into account when creating an interface for their product. Finally, designers must remember that not everyone will have access to the same technology or resources. They should strive to make sure their products can be used by anyone regardless of their level of technical knowledge or financial resources. Main idea number 4. Designers should consider the environment in which the product will be used when designing it. This means taking into account factors such as lighting, noise levels, and other environmental conditions that may affect how a user interacts with the product. For example, if a product is intended to be used outdoors, designers should ensure that its controls are easy to use even in bright sunlight or rain. Similarly, if a product is designed for use in an office setting, designers should make sure that its buttons and displays are easily visible and understandable despite any background noise. In addition to considering physical environmental factors like light and sound levels, designers must also take into account cultural context when creating products. Different cultures have different expectations of design elements such as color schemes or iconography. By understanding these differences ahead of time, designers can create products that are more intuitive for users from different backgrounds. Ultimately, by taking into account both physical and cultural aspects of the user's environment during design processes, designers can create products that are easier to understand and use no matter where they're being used. Main idea number 5. Designers should consider the user's goals when designing a product. This means taking into account what the user wants to accomplish with the product, and how they will interact with it. Designers must think about how users will use their product in order to create an effective design that meets their needs. The goal of any designer is to make sure that the user can easily understand and use their product without frustration or confusion. To do this, designers need to take into account factors such as usability, accessibility, aesthetics, and functionality when creating a design. By understanding what users want from a product and how they plan on using it, designers can create designs that are tailored specifically for them. In addition to considering the user's goals when designing a product, designers should also keep in mind other important aspects such as cost-effectiveness and scalability. These considerations help ensure that products are not only useful but also affordable for all types of users. Main idea number 6. Designers should consider the feedback of users when designing a product. This is an important step in creating a successful product that meets the user's needs and expectations. User feedback can provide valuable insight into how people interact with products, what features they find useful or confusing, and which design elements are most effective. By taking this information into account during the design process, designers can create products that are intuitive to use and enjoyable for users. User feedback also helps designers identify potential problems before they become major issues. For example, if several users report difficulty understanding how to navigate through a website or app, then it may be necessary to adjust the interface so it is more intuitive for all users. Additionally, by listening to user comments about their experience with a product, designers can make improvements that will enhance its usability. Ultimately, considering user feedback is essential for creating successful designs that meet customer needs and expectations. Designers should take time to listen carefully to what their customers have to say in order to ensure they create products that are easy to use and enjoyable for everyone. Main idea number 7. Designers should consider the culture of the user when designing a product. This means taking into account cultural norms, values, and beliefs that may influence how users interact with a product. For example, if designing for an audience in Japan, designers should be aware of their traditional customs and etiquette to ensure that the design is respectful and appropriate. Additionally, they should also take into account language barriers by providing translations or other forms of support. In addition to considering cultural norms and values, designers must also think about how different cultures perceive color symbolism. Colors can have vastly different meanings across cultures. What might be seen as calming in one culture could be seen as aggressive in another. Therefore, it's important for designers to research colors used within each target market before making any decisions. Finally, designers need to consider accessibility issues related to culture, such as disabilities or physical limitations, which may affect how people use products differently from others. Designers must strive to create products that are accessible for all users regardless of their background or abilities. Main idea number 8. Designers should consider the emotions of the user when designing a product. This means that they must take into account how users will feel when interacting with their product, and design it in such a way that it is emotionally engaging and easy to use and understand. Designers should think about what kind of emotional response they want from their users, whether it be joy, excitement, or satisfaction. They should also consider how different elements within the product can evoke certain emotions in order to create an overall positive experience for the user. In addition to considering emotion-evoking elements within the product itself, designers should also pay attention to how users interact with each other while using their products. For example, if two people are playing a game together online, then designers need to ensure that there is an element of fun and enjoyment present throughout the experience so as not to discourage players from continuing on with their game. Finally, designers must remember that every user has different needs and preferences when it comes to interacting with products. Therefore, they must strive to create designs which cater for all types of users by taking into account individual differences in terms of age groupings or cultural backgrounds. Main idea number 9. Designers should consider the user's context when designing a product. This means taking into account the environment in which the product will be used, as well as any other factors that may affect how it is experienced by users. For example, if a product is intended to be used outdoors, designers should take into consideration weather conditions and lighting levels that could impact its usability. Additionally, they should think about how people interact with their devices in different contexts, for instance, whether they are using them while walking or sitting down. By considering these contextual elements during design stages, designers can create products that are intuitive and easy to use in their intended environments. This helps ensure that users have positive experiences with the product and increases its chances of success. Main idea number 10. Designers should consider the preferences of the user when designing a product. This means taking into account factors such as age, gender, culture, and lifestyle to ensure that the design is tailored to meet their needs. Designers should also think about how users interact with products and what features they need in order for them to be successful. For example, if a product is designed for an elderly population, then it may require larger buttons or simpler navigation than one designed for younger users. In addition to considering user preferences, designers must also take into account usability principles such as feedback loops and affordances. Feedback loops provide information on how well a task has been completed, while affordances are visual cues that indicate how something can be used. By incorporating these elements into their designs, designers can create products that are intuitive and easy to use. Main idea number 11. Designers should consider the limitations of the user when designing a product. This means taking into account physical, cognitive, and sensory abilities that may be impaired or limited in some way. For example, designers should ensure that products are easy to use for those with vision impairments by providing large text sizes and high contrast colors. They should also make sure that products are accessible to those with hearing impairments by including visual cues such as flashing lights or vibrations. In addition, designers must take into account any motor skill limitations users may have. This could include making buttons larger so they can be easily pressed by those with dexterity issues or ensuring there is enough time between steps in a process for someone who has difficulty moving quickly. By considering these types of user limitations during the design process, designers can create products that are usable and enjoyable for all users regardless of their individual abilities. Main idea number 12. Designers should consider the user's feedback loop when designing a product. This means that they must take into account how users interact with and respond to their design. The feedback loop is an important part of the design process, as it allows designers to understand what works and what doesn't work for their target audience. By taking into account user feedback, designers can make sure that their product is easy to use and understand, while also providing users with a way to provide valuable input on how the product could be improved. In his book The Design of Everyday Things, Donald A. Norman explains why this kind of feedback loop is so important. The designer needs to know not only what people do but also why they do it, not just whether something works or fails but why it succeeds or fails, not just whether people like something but why they like or dislike it, Norman 11. In other words, understanding user behavior through a feedback loop helps designers create products that are tailored specifically for their target audience. By considering the user's feedback loop in the design process, designers can ensure that their products meet all of the needs and expectations of their intended users. This will help them create successful designs that are both intuitive and enjoyable for everyone who uses them. Main idea number 13. Designers should consider the learning curve of the user when designing a product. This means that designers must take into account how quickly and easily users can learn to use the product, as well as how long it will take them to become proficient with it. Designers should strive to make products intuitive and easy to use so that users don't have to spend too much time trying to figure out how things work. By making sure that users can quickly understand and use a product, designers are helping ensure their success. In order for this goal of creating an easy-to-learn product to be achieved, designers need to think about what kind of information they are presenting in their design. They should focus on providing clear instructions and visual cues which help guide users through the process of using the product. Additionally, they should also provide feedback after each action taken by the user so that they know whether or not they did something correctly. Finally, designers need to keep in mind that different people may have different levels of experience with technology or certain types of products. Therefore, it is important for them to create designs which cater towards all kinds of users regardless of their level of expertise. Main idea number 14. Designers should consider the feedback mechanisms of the user when designing a product. This means that designers must take into account how users will interact with their product and what kind of feedback they can provide. For example, if a designer is creating an app, they should think about how users can easily report bugs or give suggestions for improvement. Additionally, designers should also consider ways to make it easy for users to provide feedback on their experience with the product. By taking into account user feedback mechanisms during design, designers are able to create products that are more intuitive and easier to use. Furthermore, this allows them to quickly identify any issues or areas where improvements could be made in order to enhance the overall user experience. Main idea number 15. Designers should consider the expectations of the user when designing a product. This means understanding what users expect from a product and how they will interact with it. Designers must take into account factors such as usability, accessibility, aesthetics, functionality, and performance in order to create an effective design that meets the user's needs. In addition to considering user expectations, designers should also think about how their designs can be improved over time. By taking feedback from users and incorporating new technologies or features into their products, designers can ensure that their products remain relevant and useful for years to come. Finally, designers should strive to make sure that their designs are intuitive and easy to use. If users find a product difficult or confusing to use, then they may not return to it again in the future. Therefore, it is important for designers to focus on creating an enjoyable experience for all types of users. Main idea number 16. Designers should consider the needs of the user when designing a product. This means taking into account how users interact with and use the product, as well as their preferences and expectations. Designers must think about what features are necessary for a successful design, such as usability, accessibility, aesthetics, functionality, and safety. They should also consider how to make sure that all users can understand and use the product easily. In addition to considering user needs in terms of features and functions, designers must also take into account cultural differences between different groups of people who may be using the same product. For example, if a designer is creating an app for both English-speaking countries and non-English-speaking countries, they need to ensure that it is accessible in multiple languages so that everyone can benefit from its use. Finally, designers should always keep in mind that products are created for people first, therefore they must strive to create something useful while still being aesthetically pleasing. By understanding user needs before beginning any project or design process, designers will be able to create better products which meet those needs more effectively. Main idea number 17. Designers should consider the user's feedback cycle when designing a product. This means that designers must take into account how users interact with their product, and how they can provide feedback to the designer in a timely manner. By understanding the user's feedback cycle, designers can create products that are easy to use and understand, as well as make sure that any issues or problems are addressed quickly. In order for this process to be successful, it is important for designers to have an open dialogue with their users. They should ask questions about what works and what doesn't work in order to gain insight into how people use their product. Additionally, they should also listen carefully to any complaints or suggestions from users so that they can improve upon existing designs. By taking these steps, designers will be able to create products that meet the needs of their customers while also providing them with an enjoyable experience. Ultimately, this will lead to increased customer satisfaction and loyalty, which is essential for any business. Main idea number 18. Designers should consider the user's experience when creating a product. This means taking into account how users interact with the product, what their expectations are, and how they will use it in their daily lives. Designers must think about usability, accessibility, and aesthetics to ensure that users have a positive experience with the product. Usability is key for any design project. Designers need to make sure that users can easily understand and navigate through the interface of a product without confusion or frustration. Accessibility is also important. Designers should strive to create products that are accessible to all types of people regardless of physical ability or language proficiency. Aesthetics play an important role as well. Good design should be visually appealing while still being functional and easy to use. By considering these three aspects, usability, accessibility, and aesthetics, designers can create products that provide an enjoyable user experience. Main idea number 19. Designers should consider the user's feedback process when designing a product. This will help ensure that the product is easy to use and understand, as well as provide users with an efficient way of providing feedback to the designer. By taking into account how users interact with their products, designers can create better experiences for them. The Design of Everyday Things by Donald A. Norman emphasizes this point by stating that good design requires understanding how people think about tasks, what actions they take in response to various stimuli, and how they interpret results. 11. In other words, designers must be aware of how their designs are being used in order to make sure that it meets the needs of its intended audience. In addition to considering user feedback processes during design stages, designers should also strive for continual improvement based on user input. This means regularly collecting data from users regarding their experience with a product or service and using this information to refine existing designs or develop new ones. Main idea number 20. Designers should consider the needs and wants of the user when designing a product. This means taking into account what users need to accomplish with the product, as well as their preferences for how they would like it to look and feel. Designers should also think about how users will interact with the product, including any physical or mental effort required to use it. By understanding these factors, designers can create products that are intuitive and easy to use. In addition, designers must be aware of potential barriers that could prevent users from using a product effectively. These may include language barriers, cultural differences in design conventions, or accessibility issues such as color blindness or hearing impairments. Taking these considerations into account during the design process can help ensure that all users have an equal opportunity to benefit from a product. Ultimately, by considering user needs and wants throughout the design process, designers can create products that are both useful and enjoyable for everyone who uses them. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.